Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Late last night when Willie came home, I heard him rapping on the door. He is a-slipping and a-sliding with his new shoes on, and Papa said, Willie, don't you rap no more. Way downtown, fooling around, he took me to the jail. Sweet Sally's house, sitting in that big armchair, one arm around my old guitar and the other one around my dear. Way downtown, feeling around, took me to the day. Hold me and so hold my, ain't no one to go my way.
Get it, Doc.
Dollar is all that I crave, 'cause I brought nothing with me into this old world, and ain't gonna take nothing to my grave. Way downtown, fooling around, took me to the day. Hold me and it's all mine, ain't no one to go my way.
Now toot that harmonica a little there. Let me hear that man.
Classic, 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 Doc Watson. My goodness me, old Doc. That's how a lot of us just first heard of Doc Watson, from that Will the Circle Be Unbroken album that was originally released on United Artists Records back in about 1971. And then it went to Capitol all the Dirt Band's assets, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and then it went to Columbia Legacy and all the Circle albums. There are three of them, and they're all double albums, and they basically follow roots music. Will the Circle Be Unbroken originally was an album of traditional music. It was bluegrass in a lot of respects, but it also had a lot of more traditional things on there, and people like Roy Acuff and Mother Maybelle Carter and Doc Watson, Merle Travis was on there, and a lot of good people, as well as people like Tut Taylor and Norman Blake and the great Junior Husky on the bass, Earl Scruggs. Wonderful album. Oh my gosh. And Way Downtown, Fooling Around. Doc Watson had a great version of Black Mountain Rag that went from D to A. Oh my gosh. It was just amazing. Well, hello everybody. I'm Dan Marr and this is Inland Folk for the last day of April. The very last day of April. Tomorrow will be May the 1st. Next week, the Kentucky Derby. This is Ren Fair Weekend in Moscow, Idaho. Ren Fair Weekend. If you want to head on down to the East City Park and check out the Renaissance Fair, you can do that. And crafts and arts and entertainment kind of starts off around here, starts off the whole festival thing. And then all the things kick into gear and all those wonderful little festivals from Deerington to Stevenson Bluegrass to all the Palouse Festival, the little Palouse Music Festival in Palouse, and all of these different little things that happen and big things. And it's wonderful, wonderful stuff. And of course, Folk Life, which is now the last weekend in May, Memorial Day weekend. And that's what's happening. All righty. Jocelyn Pettit here doing some Swedish fiddle tunes. This is a neat little album. I don't know where I got it from, but I like it a lot. Jocelyn Pettit. Or Petite. But I think it's Pettit. Here we go. Thank you.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born, to a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Sometimes we'd travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Adria Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Then the coal company came with the world's biggest shovel. They tortured the timber and stripped all the land. They dug for the coal till the land was forsaken, and they wrote it all down to the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be 5 miles from heaven with paradise waiting, just a half mile away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
When the road goes on forever, let joy inhabit.
together all the way through wind and rain. I'll never deceive my heart again. Hand in hand across the land, we'll walk the road together. Think not of hills and mountains high, when the road goes on forever, we'll lift our hearts into the sky. As we walk the road together, all the way through wind and rain, I'll never deceive my heart again. Hand in hand across the land, we'll walk the road together. And all the way through wind and rain, I'll never deceive my heart again. Hand in hand across the land, we'll walk the road together.
Nowhere. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness, Jocelyn Pettit. And looking at this label, the label, it's self-released and self-produced. And the cool thing about the self-production on this album is that there's a tendency when you self-produce to sort of put yourself way out there in the mix. It's a subliminal thing. It's an understandable thing because you want to hear yourself as much as possible. People who self-produce albums really have to really think about it and pull back and cut back. And it's not ego necessarily. It's just that your mind works that way. You always think that you're not high enough in the mix. You're not. And that's why it's oftentimes better to have a producer who can step back and be detached and take a look at that. And Jocelyn Pettit does not need that. She's an excellent producer. What a wonderful mix and wonderful EQ and what an ear for the music. And she just can play all kinds of different fiddle styles on this album, from Swedish to French to Cape Breton. And she's a singer. And oh my goodness, what a find. What a find. Jocelyn Pettit. And you can probably go to CD Baby and pick it up. And the album is just a wonderful little album. And you can find the title and everything. It's a self-released album, so it's on her own label. On our playlist at nwpr.org, nwpr.org, which is also where you will find Inland Folk Archives as well. We also heard Cherish the Lady with Eddie Reeder and Karen Matheson and Heidi Talbot, all doing a wonderful version of Come All Ye Fair and Tender Ladies in that set as well. And we started it out with Jim Ringer doing John Prine's song Peabody's Coltrane. Actually, it's called Paradise or Peabody's Coltrane, John Prine's old classic. And of course, the Peabody Coal Company, Mr. Peabody's Coal Company, which was a privately owned company, just declared bankruptcy about 4 weeks ago. Mr. Peabody's Coltrane has hauled it away. Maybe John Prine ought to get together with somebody and write something about how Mr. Peabody's Coltrane has been hauled away or something like that. You know what? We have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr, and we're going to be right back with lots more stuff. Okay, hang on because we're coming back. Hang on now.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Howard Hughes Appliance, TV, and Sleep Shop in Moscow, a provider for Dish satellite TV equipment and programming packages. Howard Hughes' Dish subscribers also receive access to local in-person support for questions and service. Learn more at howardhughesappliance.com.
Mostly cloudy with rain today to start off the weekend and highs in the 60s, remaining rainy tonight. But tomorrow and Monday, it looks like the gray skies will clear up a little in the sunshine before returning again on Tuesday. A high this afternoon on the Palouse of 61, the Lewis-Clark Valley 66. Lows this evening in the 40s.
Thank you.
a set of slip jigs. I don't know what time slip jigs are in. Do you have 8? Didn't it 8:12 or 9 something? Jigs, most jigs are in 6:8 time, the jigs. But slip jigs, there's something else going on there, and you can count out the beats. But I just don't remember what that is, time signature-wise. Most reels are in 2:4 or 4:4. And, of course, waltzes are in 3:4. And jigs are in 6:8 time. This is all musical talk for those of you who play music. That was Cherish the Ladies and a nice set of slip jigs. Cherish the Ladies from their album Woman of the House. Been around for a long, long, long time. And a lot of wonderful stars have come out of Cherish the Ladies. Wendy Horan and Kathy Ryan. And yeah, all kinds of folks. Good stuff. Good stuff. Cherish the Ladies. Been around for many, many. Originally, that was, of course, that's a title of a tune. And it was a title of an album that a fellow named Mick Maloney came out with. And he did it. It was called Cherish the Ladies. And it was an album that he produced of various women doing Irish music, which in those days was fairly rare in terms of what you would hear on vinyl. And then he did another one called Daughters of, or Cherish the Daughters or something, where it was all about the daughters of all of these various individuals who played Irish music. Mothers and daughters, or fathers and daughters, or something like that. Anyway, this was all back in the 80s when Mick Maloney was doing all kinds of wonderful sort of treatises on Irish music. Well, we're going to turn to American Bach now. Michael J. Miles has released an album. This was quite a few years back. He's a banjo player, and he does Bach on this album. He does a couple of things by Bach. He does his own stuff as well. But we're going to hear a cello suite from Bach. Let me get into my classical mode here. Cello suite number 3 by Johann Sebastian Bach, played by Michael J. Miles and Al Eric on the bass. And it sounds like this. Thank you. My Goodness Box Cello Suite Number 3. Michael J. Miles on the banjo, Al Erick on the bass. That was interesting. And then fairly quiet, but interesting. Amanda Cully on the playlists. Oh, yes, indeed. If you want to email me at dsanddaniel, maherwsu.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. Playlists available probably Tuesday at nwpr.org, as well as the on-air archives. You can listen to the show all over again, and there's formats for MP3 and formats for Windows. Alrighty, we're coming back for lots more stuff. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, we're coming back. Hang on now.